Hello, and welcome back to Hindsight 2020. Really, even with disadvantage, you still come up 2020. Say hello, players.
Hello, players.
We got a lot of stuff. Well, we kind of left at an exciting point last time. My gosh, y'all are children. Yep. Exactly. No! Exactly. Oh, and of course, this is the last episode for the year. So happy New Year, everyone, and happy upcoming New Year. And if you haven't seen already on our Instagram, hindsight20_20, that's H-I-N-E-S-I-G-H-T 20_20 on Instagram, we have posted our schedule for the coming year because, well, the first Monday of the month is a holiday. So we're going to push it a bit, but we'll be back on the 15th, and then we'll have, rather than a recap or anything like that, we'll actually have a full episode on the fifth Monday of the week, the 29th. So we hope you'll join us for that. And we have a lot of stuff going on, kind of hit an exciting point at the end. So we're going to jump right in, right after Sarah gives us our recipe.
This episode, we are making mushroom galettes. Now, a galette is just a fancy term for basically a pie without a pie plate. So you've encountered this pie crust before. You can also just buy store-bought, and it has this wonderful mix of mushrooms and herbs, and it's a beautiful appetizer, entree, lunch, heat up leftovers in the oven. It's really, really yummy, especially if you're a fan of mushrooms.
All right, thank you for that, and well, let's get into it. Welcome back to Hindsight 2020. All right, so previously, while wandering through the Dwarfkin Forest in search of a missing party, the consultants happened upon a dryad named Enye, who pleaded with them to venture off into the shaded wood and stop her sister, now called Skaha, who had been spreading rot and disease throughout the area. After about a day and a half in the woods, dealing with cold and damp brush and bramble, fighting a shambling mound, and talking with a toad, the party came upon a clearing with an old, rough-hewn well. Ziggy investigated the well and determined that it was a portal to another realm which led Boko to hop into a bucket and be lowered down into it. Passing briefly through water, Boko found herself in open air above an extravagant landscape of large mushrooms, ferns, and other fauna, but with a hint of darkness and a dull gray on the horizon. Boko was pulled from the well, and being concerned that they might become trapped at the bottom, the party continued within the woods, eventually becoming a bit lost. In an effort to find direction while also desiring a confrontation with Skaha, Marion prayed to Lady Istra for guidance. In the seeming lack of response, Marion then called out into the forest, yelling Skaha's true name, Leiden. After yelling out into the woods, a group of ravens swarmed the party from the trees, and that is where we find them now, encircled by a host of ravens in the deepening darkness of the shaded wood.
Are the ravens also damp?
They're shiny and black, you know. The light from the drift globes really bouncing off of them.
Ooh.
Yeah, giving that nice kind of purpley black kind of color.
Oh,
yeah,
it.
You know,
love
very
it.
Shiny looking. Shiny, but like in kind of a greasy way.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. So before you, you see that we have, well, it's a mass of wooden blocks that we're going to say are trees and bushes. The tall ones being large trees that you can stand behind, the smaller ones being more bushes that you can move through as rough terrain, or you can hide behind for like half cover. But yes, set yourselves up in a way that seems appropriate for being encircled by these ravens.
I feel like probably just hanging out in the center.
And for those just listening on podcast, know that it's a very professional setup.
Just listening.
You know, I know you think I'm funny. Those are some slights, son. Random encounter, right? That's my excuse.
Yeah.
Random encounter.
Yeah.
All right. And with everyone having rolled initiative at the end of the last session, we had Ziggy with a 21, Marion with a 6, and Boko with a 5. So, Ziggy, it is you. First, your move as these ravens are swirling about. If I may ask, what is your passive perception?
8.
Okay, well, never mind. You got a bunch of ravens swirling around you.
Okay, right off the bat, can I just try to understand if they are hostile? Like, I know we're rolled initiative, but in-game, are they hostile or are they just encircling, waiting for something?
They seem to be hostile. They're you know, swirling around, going like... couple, you know, swoops as they first came in, kind of like causing quick ducks and that sort of thing.
Okay.
That sense from it.
Boko, are you okay with me hitting them?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Okay. Then I'm going to first bonus action cast nuts and bolts and just take out a couple of nuts and bolts, infuse them with some magical ability, and then hurl one at the closest raven.
All right. Got one kind of, yep, floating, flying roughly 10 feet off your starboard side, port side.
Lord side. I'll figure it out. This one. Here's this one.
21 to hit.
21 to hit, yeah. 21 is going to hit for sure.
Okay, so they're not too heavily armored.
It's more quickness in their favor on this one.
And that's 9 damage.
Ooh.
9 damage. All right.
Whoa, it's a heavy stone. Just
launch the stone. Just eruption of feathers as it's immediately taken out.
I'm not sure if they're real. It just looked like a mound of feathers.
Body like hits the floor.
Oh. Never mind.
No, I was just going faster than you thought.
And then I'm just going to kind of tuck up against one of the down trees, try to get some partial cover from ones that would be behind me.
Okay. And you can remove that. Thank you. All right. Next up, it is the Ravens' turns. They're all going to do a little bit of a swoopy swoop.
Ooh.
Opportunity attacks you can still take at flying creatures, right?
Yes, but you only get one reaction per round.
Yeah. I'm just wondering. I'm trying to think of like the swooping effect, what that would look like for a bunch of birds.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to say half of them are going to go for a little bit of a drive-by attack, and the others are actually going to like hone in.
If they're swooping past, you could maybe say that effectively, we have disadvantage on opportunity attacks because they're just moving by so quickly. If you feel that would make sense.
Yeah, don't help him.
Sorry, I'm just seeing.
Yeah, they're all
looking out for your bird.
I'm getting swooped. You've never been to Australia, clearly.
Leave a traitor amongst us.
I didn't mean to throw complications into the mix.
Okay. You know what? We're just gonna go for the Alfred Hitchcock approach. They're just gonna swarm you.
Okay.
Oh Lord, this is when cleave would be great.
Okay, so swooping in, they're gonna be I'm swirling in, a bunch of them kind of spinning around, and as they're spinning around, swooping in, two of them hone in on Ziggy, two on Boko, and three on Marion, and they're all going to hit a little bit of a beak attack. All right, so first for the three on Marion, 18.
Hit.
11.
Miss.
And 23.
Ooh. Hit.
You take 2 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
Total.
Oh.
Two on Boko. That is a 23. This dice, y'all guys. And a nat 20.
Oh, those are going to both hit.
Okay. I think. 3 points of piercing damage to you.
Ow. Ew.
No, and the two for Ziggy. That's a 21 and a 14.
One hits.
1 point of piercing damage to Ziggy. As you just have all these birds just peck, coming at you. And that will end their move. Coming up to Marion.
I'm going to yell, hush, and cast sleep.
Okay. Ooh.
Suspense.
and upcast sleep.
Ooh.
All right.
It's a total of 10, 24, 28, 31 hit points worth of ravens.
Okay, coming in.
Starting from the lowest, if that, and maybe it doesn't matter.
Swooping in, swirling around, taking these peck attacks. Marion casts this spell, and they all sort of start to falter. And I don't know if you've ever seen old movie footage of like planes just spiraling off. Mm-hmm. Ravens just start spiraling off into the brush, seemingly put to sleep. That is
My hands are above my head, trying to protect myself. My head is down, my eyes are closed, indeed. And I open one eye.
Boko also put to sleep, or was it just the ravens?
That would be fun.
I feel a bit
that
drizzy.
Would be funny.
Should we go? We have 1 minute.
I mean,
we could slowly take them out. If you just want to hit them, they will wake up if they don't die.
Probably really take off leading, huh?
Point.
Maybe we could tuck them in and run.
It's harmless unless they hit, you know, the ground hard.
Mm-hmm. With your passive perception, you would catch out of the corner of your eye an additional raven.
Oh.
A little bit larger than these.
Oh.
Perched on a branch on the periphery of those small little circle of trees. It's a little bit of clearing. Seems to just be intently watching.
What do you think we should do, Ziggy?
Did you guys see the...
I just point at the additional raven. I nudge Marion.
Are we still in initiative order?
No, not.
We're not?
Okay. No. Sorry. When everyone's asleep, we're pretty much diffused.
For 1 minute. One move.
Pretty much diffused.
Couple of rounds.
We can tie them all up with a rope together, and then if they tried to fly, they'd be trying to fly as one lump.
Put them in a sleep roll. Put them in a bedroll.
Tie them all up, put them in a bedroll.
Well, no, you don't need to tie them up. You can just put them in a bedroll, and then they're all cozy.
In a minute, they'll just get out.
The large raven begins to speak. You're an interesting bunch, aren't you?
Is it speaking?
I think I might like to play with you all a bit longer.
Leiden?
Do we understand? Yeah. All of us? Okay.
It's a crow. It's just
mimicking. Hi.
Leiden, is that you? We come on behalf of Enye. We just want to talk.
Continue to the edge of the woods. You'll find yourself a mushroom circle that'll bring you to my realm.
Oh.
And it heads off into the woods.
A mushroom circle.
I should have. I mean, if they didn't take off so fast, we could have asked about the well.
We should go. We should go before they wake up.
Yeah, before they...
I guess, but continuing the... Dang it, we could have asked it. So many questions. Continuing the direction we were heading?
I guess we should follow it, maybe, right?
Let's follow it. That's a great idea,
good.
Boko.
Okay.
All right, so you're veering your course just a little bit. Not too terribly much. But enough to make a few degrees of difference as you're wandering off through the wood. And, well, you can head off that direction, but also it is reaching nightfall.
Oh, crap. Don't you think we should at least make it to the mushroom circle?
I think we should.
Who's to say that other realm is in the evening?
That's true.
Well, I don't know about you. I'm kidding. These dogs are barking.
Your feet go roof.
You bring some
I think we should
energy
at least...
bars or something.
I mean, I'm up for an all-nighter, but...
No, I'm up for sleeping for the night. I was just thinking that maybe we could make it to there.
We at least want to get away from those.
Yes.
Agreed.
I'm thinking we have about 20 seconds.
I'm assuming we're saying this while we're walking.
Oh, good. No, we've left. Okay.
She has her eyes on us now. I don't know is that we have a choice in sleeping.
At least let me... I can light my lantern if it starts getting dark.
I'll make steam.
And we can just go until we find...
Doesn't your orb still glow for at least another...
Oh, yeah, until the rest of the hour.
Yeah, glows for an hour.
Excellent.
So, I mean, yeah, I guess... Keep going until... We find something?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
What did she say? You're an interesting bunch.
Yeah, she's gonna...
What does
play
that
with
mean?
Us.
She wants to play with us?
If she's bored.
I didn't like the sound of that, but...
Was she speaking through that bird? She wasn't that. It did look a little big, though.
I don't know. Maybe she has a favorite.
All right. So, you're going to be continuing on. We're going to need another travel check.
I will do it. Disadvantage?
Yeah, survival with disadvantage still with this part of the... Actually, we'll say
we have
regular survival. So if you're following the... you have the drift globe, but following the trail of the bird that seemingly wants to lead you somewhere.
Doesn't even matter.
Natural 20.
Natural 20.
21.
Very nice.
Two mounds.
One foot in each, like a pair of shaggy slippers.
So you travel. Still takes a good 3 hours or so.
When the drift globe goes out, I turn on my lantern.
Drift globe goes out, lantern gets turned on.
I'll make Steve.
But Steve lights up the night.
Oh, okay.
Dim.
Then I'll save the lantern.
Lantern's great. Yeah. Lantern's better.
Okay, never mind. I'm just...
He's, for a little extra. Just nice.
I feel like I should...
It is a...
the company.
Yeah.
It's dim light for 10 feet.
I'll eventually come to a point where it seems you've actually pushed your way out of the... shaded wood.
Oh.
And you find yourself on the edge of a riverbank.
Is this one flowing?
An empty riverbank.
Dang it.
Knew we should have just followed the river.
Is this one stinking?
I mean...
is it similar to the other one we followed?
It is... a little, yeah. It's not tainted in the same way, but it is. Okay. It is less of an offshoot like that tainted area with the. It was more like a little creek, whereas this, is more akin to the Erling River.
Okay.
And coming up to this bank, you can see there are two things that draw your attention. One is that. The riverbed seemingly just stops. Because there is a wall of large trees entangled and rooted around each other that make a wall.
Like a dam?
Essentially, yes. Across the river. And the other thing you notice is that large raven... kind of perched right out of the corner of your periphery there, Boko. Perched on a branch over, it's hard to see. You don't see it directly because there's a little bit of a bush coverage underneath where the raven is perched. But there is a faint purple glow coming from behind that bush and brush.
Okay. Do we see any mushrooms immediately?
I mean, there's a smattering of mushrooms about. Are you...
in a circle formation.
Are you going towards the...
Not
the bush
yet.
And glow. Not yet.
How far are we
not
from
in
it?
The immediate. It's probably about, you know, 40 some off odd feet off your left shoulder if you're facing the riverbank.
On the other side of the tangle of trees and roots that seem to be blocking the river, can we see a running river?
You can go check that out. And approaching it, you, well, you do see the, like, the faintest little trickle of water coming through, like, a few, you know, cracks and breaks in this formation of large trees. And, you know, however y'all decide, like, scramble or hover or whatever to take a peek over, it's like this, there is suddenly a wall of trees here that is kind of taking advantage of a lower point in the natural terrain to dam up this river.
So is there like a gathering body of water on the other side of the trees?
Yes.
Spooky. What river was this, by the way?
The Earling River.
Earling. Okay.
E-A-R-L-I-N-G. And those trees have a hint of decay and rot on them.
Okay. Mm.
And where was the raven in relation to those trees?
So if you're facing the riverbed. You're kind of hitting the, it's, you know, we'll call it, the river's flow is like, you know, kind of west and then turns north before curving west again. So you're kind of, we'll say, facing west, and the dam is off to your right, and the bird would be, you know, 40 feet or so off your left shoulder.
I think we found the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to, if we're at the trees, essentially, is what I got the impression of in order to be able to see what's going on. Can I check if these trees seem natural still, like they've just grown into this shape, or did they get moved?
Go ahead and do either a nature or an arcana check.
11.
11? You can't really be certain, because there's no magical aura or anything to it, but the way these, like, these are large trees that have essentially settled into an already established riverbed, so there is something abnormal about them that implies they were either moved or sprouted very quickly.
Do you guys trust me? I'm thinking we could just try to break this open.
I was thinking that too, but I peek over at the raven. Is it? Do I think that it's within earshot?
I mean, yeah. If you haven't moved, sorry. Did you go up to the?
If we're not out of earshot, I will. Gesture at the other two, put up one finger, gesture the other two for a sideways, like, huddle.
yeah, if you went up to the actual, the damming of trees there, you'd have to yell to really.
Okay. Then I lower my voice and I say, Marion, I'm definitely game to just try and crack this thing wide open. But maybe we try and put the other raven to sleep first, if you can do that again?
I can, yeah.
That way she doesn't see us doing it.
I mean, even if it works, it might only be temporary unless we solve it. So I'm more just curious if we can even temporarily...
Yeah, but I don't want to something. Immediately tick her off.
Oh, I think she's already having a great time.
Yeah, but I... You know, I feel like it might be... I mean, we don't have to. It just feels like, you know, trying to foil the plans of an evil overlord in front of an emissary of that evil overlord. Not the best plan of action? Is that just me?
Oh, no. I'm getting a very similar feeling.
Okay.
I could try and light them on fire.
That sounds great.
As an alternative.
Okay. Do you want to bonk the raven, or?
I could go distract him.
Distracted enough that an explosion wouldn't draw its attention?
Well, I could at least be surprised.
Be surprised.
It's possible that we could just walk a little bit back into the forest, and I could very quietly light them on fire, or try.
It is.
It could look like an accident, freak accident. The trees just lit on fire
on the other side, though, right? So that if it catches fire, it'll put itself out eventually.
That's
but maybe
really good
it'll
point.
It'll break enough to crack open first,
I think,
and then
that's
the force of the water.
Mm-hmm. But I'm back at trying to get fishing poles for a dry river. Like that's what I'm feeling again in a reverse way. Wow. It's a really good point.
Give me, guess any of you, all of you. Give me either an insight or a perception check.
11.
Ooh.
7.
Blink, blink, blink.
21. Marion and Ziggy don't notice much. I'm assuming this is perception, Boca?
Yes.
Yeah. But as y'all are, you know, in the vicinity of the big tangle of trees, you know, kind of in the, you know, it's dark.
Oh, right.
You have a lantern. The shadows keep catching your eye strangely. Something seems off about them.
About the
and
trees?
As you examine, you begin to see what appear to be faces embedded in the trees.
Do you guys see those faces? Am I going crazy? I point the lantern at one.
At the dam?
Yeah, the trees forming the dam.
Another one.
Oh. Oh. Oh, what happened here?
Drawing everyone's attention to the trees and examining them more closely. You see, it's not just faces. Looking at the trees, there's about like it's all knotted and gnarled, and there's rough bark around, but there are places of the trees where it seems a little bit thicker, and it's at the peak of these humps, for lack of better words, that you see these faces coming out. There's a range of size and shapes, but most of them seem horrified or in pain. And in the vicinity of the as you scan around, you also occasionally see what looks like half of a hand covered over with bark, partially reaching out of the trunk. You see a knee. You see the toe of a boot. As it seems there are forms.
Let's back up.
Captured within
Maybe
these
let's
trees.
Let's back up. Let's get away from the trees.
I'm going to point at the closest tree and cast message.
Don't touch it.
And whisper, "Are you okay?"
All you hear back is screaming.
I grab my ears. Oh. On top of my head. I grab my ears and I push them down onto the back of my head.
Marion, are you okay?
They're not okay. They're not okay. They're not okay.
The trees?
No, they're not okay. They're in pain. Something's wrong. Something's really wrong.
Is that?
They're alive.
I take it that means we don't burn the trees.
Don't burn the trees. We can't. That's not. We can't kill the trees.
Oh,
we can't touch the trees.
Oh my gosh, good point.
Looks like.
I point at the tree again.
Okay.
This isn't gonna help. Is that the party? Is that Lathor?
Do any of them
I'm not gonna ask.
A ginger beard? Wasn't that part of the description?
I do not think Lathor was given much of a description along other than being a human male who was known for his woodworking in the area.
Yeah.
Outside of that, Tara mentioned that there were some like five or six volunteers total, but she didn't know all of them, just okay. that Lathor seemed to take charge.
I would assume it probably is. It's the right area if they were following the river.
I don't understand, though. Were the trees already there and took them in? What was blocking the water before they got
please
here?
Step back
yeah,
from
no,
the tree.
Let's step back. How do we help them?
I think the raven do is the only option.
Do the raven's bidding.
No, we can't.
Not its bidding,
I mean,
but
it's gonna try and trick us, right? It's probably gonna try and trick us into doing something really nasty. In return, we'll get them out, and then we won't actually get them out, right?
Well, if we know we're going to be tricked, is it really a trick?
You can be double tricked. You don't have siblings. You don't understand. There's ways to be tricked once you're already tricked.
Although every time you bring up your siblings, it just sounds like a horrible situation.
Oh, it teaches you tactics and, you know, strategy. You're always on your toes.
Do we go to the mushroom circle, though, and meet whoever is talking through the raven?
I do think it's the only way to stop this.
Let's go. They're in so much pain. I think it's just torture, constant torture. We have to free them.
Go right now?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay.
All right.
And walk over to the raven?
Yep. You, walk on over and kind of, you know, approaching where the raven is, you come close enough that you can see around the brush, and you do see a circle of wide, flat, like purple and black toadstools that make kind of a rough, messy circle. And these mushrooms have a bit of a purple glow to them.
I don't like this.
The raven just watches.
Is this the circle you meant? I'm going to address the raven.
How many of these do we have to eat to get to you the other side?
Probably all of them.
Something tells me it doesn't work that way.
Do you know how it does work? Did,
I'm going to step into the circle.
Marion steps into the circle.
Oh.
Marion, you feel, a little bit of a sense of cold overtake you, and you feel just a little bit nauseous, and then you feel this sensation that you are being pulled through the ground by your toes, and there's a flash
all
of light,
kinds of traumatic.
And you pop over into this new space that you don't recognize.
Looks like we're following.
Ziggy and Boko, you just see Marion vanish.
Well, I'll immediately step in to follow.
I'm going to try and grab at her, the air where she was.
Similar kind of sensation, a little bit of nausea before you feel like someone grabbed your toes and pulled you through the earth, and you pop open into a new space. The air is dark and foul here. It is, you know, you get that sense of nighttime here as well.
Boko, is this where you went?
Does this look familiar?
Give me an insight check, because remember, you got a far off view of things when you were in the well.
Boo. Seven.
Seven? You haven't the faintest clues, but those large ferns look really bright and colorful.
Ooh, there's some colors in here. You know, it's evoking a similar, I have no idea.
So you come into this space and looking around, it's from here, it's not that hard to find a path that is flanked with green and blackened toadstools. Little hints of mushroom and fungi flanking this path. And for some reason, in contrast to what Boko saw earlier and even what you can kind of see off in the distance now, greenery doesn't really grow along the path or along the periphery of the path. Everything's dark, black, and greasy.
Are we on the path currently?
It's the start of the path is pretty close to the circle.
Okay. Is the circle still around us? Does it look like we could go back?
There's still a faint glow to it, yeah.
Before we go anywhere, I just want to test. Do you guys mind?
Nope.
Wait here for a sec?
Sure.
I'm going to step back in the circle.
All right. Nausea, this time, yanked through your comb.
Ooh! Whew. Oh, that's
where'd
worse.
She go?
You peer back in the space.
I hope she didn't go right, to a whole other realm.
Raven's still there and kind of like cocks its head quizzically.
Just checking. I do a hop.
All right.
See if that sends me back.
Yeah. Do a constitution check for me.
Oh, no.
It's a saving throw
or a check?
I could do a saving throw.
Oh, 15.
15?
In that case.
You, like, with the rapid back and forth, you, like, feel vomit come up and then just barely swallow it. That was a bit of a thing to do to your body in rapid succession.
But I do come back through?
But you do come back through.
Okay. I stagger out of the circle. It works. Don't do that. I think I'm gonna be sick.
Going back makes you sick, or was it how many times you did
yes,
it?
Yes, both, all, yes.
Oh.
I think it's pretty clear this path is going to lead us to Skaha. Is everybody ready?
I don't know how to be readier.
Just one sec. I dry heave into the nearest bush or mushroom or fern.
A little pile of toadstools off to the side.
Did that help?
I think it did, yeah.
I must say, with the travel that has happened and this movement, if you keep moving on from here, you do run the risk of exhaustion.
Okay.
Should we wait here?
I mean, I'm tired.
Quick out of game question. How does exhaustion actually work in terms of like pushing in a day?
If you push yourself, I think, so generally travel is assumed to be like 8 hours of travel a day. Mm-hmm. For every hour you travel beyond that, you have to do a constitution check or receive a level of exhaustion. I believe there are 7 levels of exhaustion. The first level is just like disadvantage on certain checks. The 7th level is outright death.
Jeez.
But it's per hour?
It is per hour.
So wait, you stay up 7 hours past your bedtime and you die?
That's hilarious.
I mean,
I think it's specific to travel days. That's where this gets funky.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's specific to adventuring activities,
okay,
essentially.
I'm happy to rest and I'm happy to press on.
I mean, I feel like they know that we're committed to this course, so. And they know that we're funny little critters, and we need our sleep.
That's true, yeah.
Well, would you rather sleep here or on the other side of the...
I'm not going back through that thing again.
I think I'd rather sleep maybe just off over behind those larger mushrooms, where whoever comes through can't...
The trees aren't
screaming. But I can't be near those trees.
Yeah.
We have to...
I'm okay with that.
Okay, we can make camp over there and then keep watch just to make sure if anyone comes through, maybe they don't see us or we can warn each other.
I mean, it's useful anyways to know if someone's coming through.
Yes.
Just don't be surprised if someone heads towards it, because if they're expecting us, the raven saw us go through, but then... Mm-hmm.
It did look confused when I came back out, I'll be honest.
Was there any noise when Boko came through again? Like, is there an
super loud chime?
RLQ? Boom, boom.
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a weird feeling, a sensation with traveling through as y'all did, but...
So we have to keep eyes on it.
Yeah, it's...
One other mechanic question. Does a short rest remove that exhaustion potential?
Hmm.
Or is it only long rest?
So
power naps.
The
power nap.
So the assuming of 8 hours of travel in a day, I think that's assuming that you've actually, you're that might be across 10 hours if you're taking short rests in there with the travel. So I think it's just continuing travel. I don't think short rest belies that.
Okay.
I'm okay either way.
I mean, we'll take watches.
If y'all as gamers want to make educated decisions, the DC is 10 plus 1 for each hour past 8 hours. So your first one would just be a DC 11.
Checks for it. It's not automatic?
Yeah, the exhaustion is not automatic.
Oh, okay.
And level 1 is disadvantage on ability checks. I can read through more. Just level 2 is speed halved. Level 3 is disadvantage on attack rolls and saving throws. Level 4 is hit point maximum halved. Level 5 is speed reduced to 0, and level 6 is death. But it's like, you have to like literally be traveling for, you have, like, worst case scenario, you have traveled 6 additional hours and failed every check.
Right. The way I see it, we either keep going and maybe need to stop and rest down that path, or we stay here and we rest here and then we go down that path.
Will it make a difference to the people in those trees?
I bet every second is torture. And they've been experiencing it endlessly now, even after just a few days. I can't imagine. I don't know if it makes a difference.
So, we go?
How about we go, and if things get dicey for even one of us, we stop.
Okay.
Okay.
Just as well, these mushrooms are probably full of spores.
Oh, right.
Just experimentally
step away from a mushroom.
One with the flat of my sword, see if anything pops out.
All right. So y'all are going to press on?
Yeah,
Do you want to just gather ourselves for a little bit first? Make sure we have everything ready?
Sure.
Yeah,
take a little pit stop.
Yeah.
I think mechanically that's just a short rest. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just, oh.
Y'all are free to take a little bit of a short rest.
It's... I only took 3 damage, so I don't have my temp hit points now, though.
I'm going to save my sorcery points for if things get bad, because it is a bonus action if things get bad. I will expend 1 hit dice.
Okay.
Same.
What do I... Constitution?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
It's the same roll as when you increase your max HP.
That makes sense.
I don't know if that helps.
Down the path.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go ahead. So no more, as you're following this path, we're going to belie survival checks, but we are going to do a perception check just for keeping an eye on the area.
I got this.
All right, Boko, you got this.
Do I still need my lantern?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
It's a little bit dark as y'all came in here, but there is... as you begin to travel down the path, you discover that much of the, like, what fauna is here, kind of well on the peripheries of the path. The path itself seems fairly dead. But on the peripheries, a lot of the fauna, appears bioluminescent in some fashion.
Oh.
So you get these purple, pink, blue glows happening about you, enough to at least give
surprisingly some, pleasant.
Yeah, enough to give you some dim light. It's not daylight bright, but enough that you don't necessarily need a lantern to make your way.
Do I get advantage or no?
Since
it's a little dark for me.
I'll go ahead, just a flat roll for this, but because of the light, I'll like the DC will be a little bit lower.
21. 20. Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Okay. All right.
Getting to 21.
So, continuing down the path, not much of Well, you continue down the path for a bit, and after an hour or so, you happen upon a field of mushrooms. Just massive mushrooms, flat ones, round ones, ones that look like little puffs of dandelions that can be blown or explode in like a big old poof, you know? The mushrooms are, they're eerie. You have like weird stalks on the sides, the tool, like the, just the size and shapes of them are exotic to your eyes. Additionally, sometimes it seems as if they, like out of your periphery, they move or they fade in and out of existence.
Ooh.
But as these mushrooms appear to move and fade out of existence, you see what appears to be a cloaked figure standing amongst the mushrooms. Its hood is up. It's facing away.
Looks like a fungi.
I set that one out, didn't I?
I'm just going to hand each of you a bolt or a nut.
Oh.
That I've just imbued with some magic and say, just in case.
Thanks.
Hurl it, it will hurt.
Should we say hi or just keep
I think
keep
so.
On trucking? Aya!
If it turns, I'm going to wave.
The head slowly turns.
Wave my little
all
wing.
All the way around?
Yes.
Is it an owlman?
It is not an owlman. The hood keeps it a little bit shaved. Shaved? The hood keeps it a little bit shaded. And is it?
Oh.
It starts just spouting out words that... To Oko and Ziggy just sound like a bunch of gibberish, and occasionally you hear like
bottle.
Meanwhile, Marion hears the words, "Who are you and what do you want here?"
Oh.
"Why have you come? What are you doing in my mushroom field?"
I'm just still waving awkwardly. I take a little bow.
"We were beckoned here."
"Beckoned here? Beckoned here by whom?"
"A raven. Do you know of it?"
I mean, ravens aren't... They're more overworld than here, so to speak, yes? And...
I don't know.
As the conversation progresses, you can take in a little bit more of this character. And,
It's his area. I'll say to Oko and Ziggy.
Sorry,
it's his mushroom field.
Sorry.
I have to look
I
up.
I told him we were called here.
How do you say sorry in Sylvan?
I tell you how to say sorry in Sylvan.
It's so, Baya.
Oops.
Man. So... You know, as this progresses, you get, you can take in a little bit more of the details. The cloak is long. It's kind of got a light color, but it also has a variety of patches across it. And these patches that are sewn on, they have, it's like, they're kind of like, they're not like fixed patches. They're patches with designs on them. There's one that has, like, the shape of a dagger on it. Another that looks like it has a little bit of a mirror on it. Another one that's, like a coil of rope. But they're all just, like, pictures on patches sewn onto this robe. And the face that starts to come into focus as Marion is talking to it are these, is this kind of ashy stone gray face with these, like heavy eyebrows and just yellow eyes, like full, like no pupil, no iris, just yellow eyes.
Oh.
And this huge jaw with an underbite. It's like, these are my mushrooms. What do you, why don't touch them?
We don't want your mushrooms.
So what are you doing in this field?
We were beckoned here.
Oh, right.
Of course. Is Skaha?
Skaha. And at the mention of Skaha, you see that the there's a little bit of a bobble, and he seems kind of unsteady. Any of y'all can give me an insight check?
Oh.
1. Dice just went everywhere.
It's not a natural one.
8.
What?
8.
11.
10. 10. Voga doesn't notice much. Something about the way the body shifted, the hinge in the middle seemed unnatural. But that's all that, that Marion and Ziggy might notice. At the mention of Ska there, it's like, if you have business with Skaha, I definitely don't want you in my mushroom patch. What are you... Y'all are still hearing.
Honestly, this creature has no idea about anything. I think we just need to walk past.
Okay.
We don't want his mushrooms.
Tell him sorry.
Does he have anything for sale?
Do you want me to ask?
Please.
Do you have wares?
I'm wearing this cloak. Is that kind of wares?
Can I do some? I want to examine the cloak a little bit.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a perception check.
18.
Serving the cloak, you can see that there are, as I mentioned before, there are some patches with logos. With an 18, I say from your account, you can see that there are two dagger patches, a bullseye lantern patch, a mirror patch, two patches that have some kind of stick on them, one patch with the rope, and then a couple places where it appears that like patches used to be and were either removed or ripped off. It's a weird looking robe.
What about your cloak?
It's mine. It's my cloak.
And why tell me about it?
Because you asked what I was wearing, yeah?
No, I... Do you have anything to sell?
Anything to sell? But you can't have my cloak. But you can have... You can have something like this. And he rips off one of the patches that has a picture of a dagger on it. And as he rips it off, the patch actually morphs into a little dagger.
Did you see that?
What?
Is he selling the cloak?
He's not.
How did he do that?
But
is he selling you a dagger?
How much for the dagger?
How much for the dagger?
I have not looked at dagger prices.
How much does this weird guy think that a dagger costs?
I
gotta get a base point before I can pick what's outlandish.
I could either charm him or put him to sleep and we could steal a whole cloak. I'm hoping he doesn't speak common. I'm not being quiet about this.
I mean, it seems like he's just minding his business.
No, it's true. You're right.
We're in a bit of a hurry.
It's quite a cloak, you know?
Pretty cool.
We could come back for it.
Yeah.
Still, let me hear what that dagger price is. I'm going to have to ask him to repeat it. I've been talking over him this whole time.
Yes, talking over, yes. A few gold pieces for this, I think. Yep, yep.
A few? Yeah.
I'll take it.
A few.
I'll just pull out a couple coins at random.
What'd you get?
A gold, 2 silver, and a copper.
Right, do you not deal in coins?
As you do that, he sees the corner of Risha. The top half of this creature hops off.
No!
And it waddles over with this robe dragging behind it. And it shortly, like after it moves within Ziggy's range, you see the cloak drapes over. And there is this like kind of short, square, stout, just... It almost looks like Gollum, but like smaller, more absurd proportions. Like, its limbs are shorter and its head is large. It has the same kind of head and face as the one that Marion saw coming from the hood. And once the cloak drapes off, he's like, and he flips the cloak under and runs underneath, and like you see the top half lift back up and set on top as he reaches Ziggy and grabs the coins and offers the dagger.
Thank you.
Enchanted in any way?
It's a dagger from my cloak.
It's a cloak dagger.
Yes.
You speak common?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
Marion had a heart attack. Yeah, so is what was happening. Say,
yeah. You know, that was a moment.
Just that, wanted to kill him.
I didn't realize you weren't addressing
no,
it.
No, sorry. That's why I was trying to keep it separate.
Tell him to have a nice night.
Well, what's goodbye in Sylvan? I want to teach Bogart to say goodbye in Sylvan. Then we can all know hello and goodbye.
She gets Sylvan to the common dictionary.
Namarie.
Ooh. Namarie.
I should write down
it,
Aya.
Translates to be well.
Namarie.
Namarie.
Namarie. Get out of my mushroom patch. Our business is done.
Okay, he really wants us to go. I guess we'll continue down the path.
You would think she'd be close to the circle, if that's how to get to her place.
Well, y'all have only been traveling about an hour. Wow. I will need y'all to do a constitution saving throw.
I forgot
it's
about
not a check, it is a saving throw. DC is 11.
Where's constitution?
14.
Ooh, 17.
11.
All right. So y'all are all good. No exhaustion has overtaken y'all yet. Y'all are able to muscle on through and can continue on down the path.
After you, Boko.
All right.
I'm going to throw out three dancing lights, kind of like dice, and put one in, like, next to each of us.
Yeah.
Or 5 feet kind of away.
All right. So y'all can... You set those dancing lights out, kind of lighting the way. You still have a little bit of that bioluminescent glow. Continuing on, you can hear, you know, two of you kind of hear boggle, 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 boggle in the background. to you, it just sounds like weird bickering. I think it sounds like the two of them are arguing about who gets to keep what coins. but you continue on your way. Another 45 minutes or so down the pathway, you come across a little bit of an offshoot on the pathway that appears to go into some form of clearing, surrounded by large trees.
We could try and sneak up. See that clearing up ahead? Should we be quiet?
Probably.
I drop the dancing lights.
Okay.
Let's check it out.
Okay.
All right. I guess give me a group stealth check.
Oh, no.
Natural one.
I rolled 2 for 7.
You can hear our knees knocking together.
10.
10. All right. That was the high roll, so...
DC was 2.
So y'all head towards this clearing. The looks like the... Like, with this... It's a small offshoot of the path, but this direction does maintain more of that kind of dark, dead feel to it. So coming on up to this clearing of trees, you see a bit of a ramshackle cottage enclosed within this circle of trees. You know, traveling through this land so far, you've come across a lot of mushroom and fern, usually off the periphery, because this main path is seems averse to life. But these trees are large, massive even. They are like traveling through the shaded wood, the trees got thinner and longer with more branches, and there was just an abundance of them that kept growing closer and closer. These trees are more akin to those that you saw in the healthier areas of the Dwarfkin Forest. The circumference is large. They're broad and tall. But their color is more of a dull gray. They're covered in slime and sludge. Ew. It's like a gross, kind of contaminated, sickly moss.
What does the air feel like? Temperature, but also humidity?
The air is a little bit colder in the clearing. You can feel like a little bit of, like, even as you're approaching, you can feel a little bit drafting on out.
Does this feel like a detour from the path?
I would say no.
Okay.
It's a smaller offshoot of the path, but it's that sense of death and decay continues this direction and not the other way.
Do we plan to try to reason with Skaha, or are we going straight for taking her out?
That was Anya's hope, I think. His reasoning, but she didn't seem...
So you don't want me to burn the cottage down?
Maybe not as the first option.
Okay.
But back pocket. It's a good back pocket.
So the cottage itself appears quaint, but aged. You know, even from this distance, you can see that the, it's a entering, you know, hitting an opening in the trees to look into the clearing. The cottage is on the opposite side. Even at this distance, you can see that it's like the windows appear dirtied from the inside. The roof is not covered in straw, but in what appears to be tanned hides or flesh stretched out and covered with dark, greasy-looking foliage and moss.
No, there's please.
There's a wood chime that hangs from one corner of the roof, and black smoke pours from the chimney.
Someone's home.
We knocking or going in?
We should probably knock.
Yeah.
Right?
We could pretend to be mailmen.
We're selling cookies.
We don't have any mail. Or cookies.
But you have a dagger.
Dagger sales, folk.
We could be selling cloak daggers.
Shortly after you enter the clearing, you see a woman's figure swirling in leaves near the front of the cottage.
Outside?
Outside. Taking a moment to look upon it, you do see that this form is nearly the spitting image of Enye, but without the scarring on the left side of the face.
Oh.
She greets you with a wave and a smile, saying, Amanakare eme lasimen. Which Marianne would understand as, what do we have here?
Anya. No, wait. Aya? That was your sister's name for a second there.
Yeah, I guess it's Enye and Aya.
Do you speak common?
I do speak common, yes.
That would be very convenient for us.
Hello?
Hello. I couldn't help but notice you'd been trampling through my forest.
Looking for you.
Looking for me. Interesting. So I take it my sister's involved, or you wouldn't know my name.
Yes.
Your sister's worried about you.
Worried about me? Why should she be worried about me?
I think I got the impression, correct me if I'm wrong, that she misses you, and she can no longer come near you.
She misses me. And
Why exactly would she miss me? She was part of the very same group that ostracized me.
Well, your sisters.
Is that part of it?
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell me about sisters?
Well, you always fight each other. You can never agree who's stronger. You run off together, blame stuff on each other. It's, you know, a lot of fun, usually.
And what about it is fun?
Well, the stuff I was just... the fighting and the blaming and the...
Okay.
Did that not sound fun?
I'm sold.
Well, when I fought with my sister and my family, well, there... I can't even think of what caused it, but there's always this underlying element of fear. And it all began even before I was what I am now.
I'm going to sit down to listen.
Right. Can I there's roll a little, insight
there is a
check.
Little bit of a log on the near the porch, kind of off to the side of it.
I want an insight on that comment that it happened before.
Yeah. Which one?
That it they feared her before she became this. Okay.
Dang it.
That's six.
Six. She sounds dead serious.
Mm-hmm.
Layden.
Yes?
Your sister told us some of the story. We'd love to hear your side.
My side of the story?
We'd love to hear your perspective.
My perspective?
Tell us what happened.
So, what happened is that my father gave up my sister and myself to an old hag as repayment for supposedly helping save my mother. She only survived another 3 or 4 years beyond that moment. So, I'm not sure if it was really worth it to lose my mother so young. And then, when I turned 11, it began showing signs of the change that was to come. Rumors and stories began. The townsfolk of the Glen began to fear me. Fear what I would become.
Did you fear?
In a fashion, yes. Because I didn't fully grasp what was going to happen at such a young age. But in another sense, no. Because their fear, their ill treatment of me, due to that fear, hardened me and made me stronger.
How long ago was that?
Centuries.
So what are you up to these days?
What I'm up to these days? Well...
While he's sitting on a log.
Yeah, I'm rations too.
Granola bar.
What I'm up to these days is trying to test the limits of my powers.
To what end? What are you interested in?
Well, power is fun for its own sake, but also I'll have you know that the change is coming. These powers that were given to me from my hag mother.
Did she have a name?
She gained.
Just feels rude to call her hag mother, is all.
And that's all she was to me.
Fair enough.
She devoured me as an infant.
Yeah.
And birthed me again.
Do you remember?
After
that?
Which, I never saw her.
Ooh.
I was left on my own by my mother and my hag mother in a town where I was feared.
What town?
And alone.
About that change that was coming that you mentioned just now.
I remember her saying that.
Well.
Change to you?
My hag mother got her powers from Loa, the god of rot.
Oh.
Rot and decay. And, well, Loa, Aron, Morrigan, and Aid are coming. Coming to reshape this world.
Oh.
Who do you serve, Leiden?
Loa.
Marion, you can give me a religion check.
How do you spell that?
It is another one of those Celtic words.
Okay.
That,
10.
Am I also able to help, or
not for a religion check? That's more
okay,
like head knowledge. If you want to do your own, you can, but it's not a help thing. So Loa, L O B H A D H.
Oh my gosh, I was so close. Joking, I wrote L O A on my page.
E-H. Yep, A-D-H.
A-D-H.
Could I just do a history check on...
You can do a history check as well.
Loa or Loag?
If there is a G at the end, it is so subtle it's nearly imperceptible.
No, that's the way Carrig ends. And I know that ends in a hard G. That
okay, name. Yeah, it might be Loa.
No, I was just checking. I wasn't sure if I misheard it.
I did multiple... like regions pronouncing the word, and most of them were just like low.
Oh,
low is way more interesting.
And so then, but one of the southern ones gave it two syllables. I was like, that sounds better than
you're
saying
southern.
Low and then giving very different kind of southern, giving you eight letters, but sounding out two.
Sounds very French.
Yeah, a little bit, but
or
now
Irish.
It is not French.
Celtic.
Sorry, so your checks?
10.
10?
11.
11. Not a whole lot comes to mind about Loa. Except that Loa is often seen in opposition of Lady Istra, the Earth Mother.
Makes sense.
You said something Morrigan and Aid are coming? What was the first word you said?
Aron.
Aron.
A-R-A-W-N.
And who was the other one?
Morrigan and Aid?
A-E-D, Aid.
Did you like the Hag Mother?
I barely remember her.
Just seems
all
like...
I know is she gave me my powers.
This Loa guy, from the little bit I heard of him, honestly, it sounds like you're settling.
Settling in what fashion?
You're just committing yourself to rot for power?
For a mother that you don't?
Like, let's say it's like? Successful. The world is just covered in rot. Sounds pretty terrible.
I enjoy it quite much.
Are you aware that I see the beautiful job that you've done here, right here in this area, with the purple and black and green toadstools?
The slimy trees.
The slimy trees, yeah. A nice touch. Are you aware that it is spilling out into other areas? There are... Is
yes,
that on purpose?
That is...
Leiden?
an intended design.
And you are okay with it, permanently marring your sister.
Maybe I haven't been clear, but I don't.
Okay.
It's been centuries of solitude.
You have chosen to go no contact, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Self-inflicted solitude is a killer.
Yeah, really bad for you.
Any of you all, give me a perception check.
Oh, dear. With advantage?
No.
Okay.
7.
Still a nat 20.
Jeez. 7.
Sorry, just a sec. 17.
17? Okay. Literally only a 20 would do it.
Boca, what?
Yes.
As this conversation progresses, Poco, something just keeps like tweaking your eye. You can't tell exactly what it is.
I send
but
one
after
of them to look.
Some time, kind of settling in this clearing, settling in the area, taking in what she's saying, it just keeps getting you. And after taking a moment to focus really hard, you notice that there is a bit of an illusory effect across Leiden and the cottage.
Oh. I nudge Marion and Ziggy. Try to subtly indicate the cottage.
I'm going to cast a message. What is it, Boko?
Something about this seems like an illusion.
I'm gonna need Boko to give me a deception check.
Oh no!
Just to make sure it can be Boko up.
I totally Boko's
enough.
Gonna die.
I think the message will be fine because that's silent, right?
We debated this.
I'm keeping
endlessly.
This dice here forever. This die. Deception, you said?
Yes.
Okay, so it's 17.
17.
I think we're both whispering. Guys, we debated this in a different episode. Apologies to the listener because we had a whole debate on this. Episode, like, 8.
So you did that and pointed us?
I tried to subtly indicate. You wouldn't have got the message, though.
Just that the cottage seems off, basically.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have looked at Boko, but I would have just pointed at her next to me and cast it while staring at Leiden.
Message there. I was looking things up.
Because Boko's nudging us, so I just cast message to say, what's going on, Boko?
And I said, something's weird. I think something's an illusion.
Oh, thank you. The things I don't hear when I'm looking stuff up.
So if you're so into rot, why make a place this nice?
Well, it,
just saying, I would like to live in that cottage.
I'll stand up for a sec, Ziggy. Just,
Sure, I'll stand up and just start stretching.
Get a little closer to Ziggy.
And I'm gonna just wink at you.
Well, you can stay in the cottage if you'd like.
We're busy, I mean...
I thought you liked your
solitude. We have
solitude.
A message to... Right. Deliver to... We're on another job. This is kind of a side gig. Is the, you know, the whole reunion we were trying to...
Yeah. Sorry to...
Okay, you need another deception check for that
one.
It
is kind of a side gig.
It is, though, because our gig happens to be the dam. Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
That's a 4.
So, are you trying to charm me, get on my good side?
Is it working?
No.
Oh, it worked
on
me.
I see your little avian friend is grown a bit nervous. And I wonder if it might be because she sees me for what I really am.
In that moment, she drops the illusion. What's before you is not a dryad in the traditional sense, but this humanoid form of twisted, gnarled, rotted roots in trees with the semblance of a hag's face formed within. The tree, the roots are gnarled, and there's almost like oils and pustules in the wood itself. And as the facade continues to drop, you see that this quaint little cottage is old and worn down. The wooden chimes are not wood at all, but bone. You see the roof that appeared to be animal hide stretched with moss across it. Now you're not so sure. And the black acrid smoke continues to pour out.
See, now, that seems more appropriate for what you've been saying.
I was going to say, considering what happened to your sister when she came here, you looked... It was... There was something... Wasn't...
About my sister.
Okay, she's who sent us here, so... Sorry, I don't know what else to talk about. We don't have a lot in common.
It's wonderful to see your true form, Leiden. Thank you for being so open with us.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a persuasion roll.
Eleven.
Wow, you're persuasive.
I'm supposed to be.
You're cute.
Have you...
Yeah, she is.
...been to a doctor recently?
I step on Ziggy's foot.
The last time I tried to get a cure for something that ailed me... is what put me in this state.
And you didn't try again for centuries?
I bunk him
so
on the head.
I have I
hop
to
up and
ask
bunk
again.
Him.
Aside from my sister, why are you tromping through my woods?
Well, we are.
There are people trapped inside of trees, innocent people. Not special people, but they have families. And we're just looking to help them get back home.
What makes you think these people in the trees are innocent?
Well...
Because I know them, Leiden. A little better than I know you now. But they deserve to go home.
I think not.
They do something to you?
Do something? No. They're just, they're utility for me. The sooner I rid this area of this humanoid plagues wandering through my woods, chopping down trees for lumber, hunting wild game for food, the sooner I can spread unhindered.
So the difference between humanoid folks... chopping down a couple trees, hunting a few, boars or what have you, and you consuming the entire wood in rot and darkness. Do you not see how analogous those are? People just being people, just doing what they gotta do. Why is it okay when you do it and it's not okay when they do it? That's all I wanna know.
And while this is happening, I'm just tinkering away, sitting on that log. Or what is the log now that I was sitting on?
It is a log.
Okay, I'm going to stay sitting.
It's just a normal log.
Just
I'm
much maggotier than you expected.
All right. Well, I don't really care for any of your logic. Mm-hmm. I have made a decision for how I wish to rule the realm that Loa is gifting me.
Okay.
Really sorry to hear that. I'm just going to stand up and point my arm at her, and flames are going to come out of the flamethrower on my wrist.
All right. Everyone roll for initiative.
Was it good? I don't know.
Where
it's pinned under the
on the table. It's if it goes out of the dice spin, fine. But on the floor, no. That's a reroll. That's a reroll.
16. Oh, dang it. All right. I'll really tumble it.
I have a 13.
Get the numbers. Get the good numbers in there.
Sorry, what was your Siggy?
23.
Jeez.
Dang.
How do you keep doing this?
19 with the plus 4.
Oh, he's got that plus 4.
Oh, you got that fast dex.
Nine. Turds.
Give me a second. I'm looking at the wrong thing.
You heard her say... She knows that what she's doing is wrong and doesn't care.
Yep. There is no peaceable path here.
She did say that.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention to that part. No.
I was so close, though, to attacking as well.
Ziggy was halfway through saying, I'm sorry to hear that and or happy that happened to
All right. So you're sitting in this clearing, talking to this creature, and Ziggy sets off his let's do a your dex before it's before her dex, just to see if you get a shot off before combat. That's a 9 plus 1, that's a 10.
17 plus 4.
Whoa.
All right. Go ahead and do an attack roll.
He took his...
So it's actually a dex save.
It is a dex save. Okay.
So if you want to use that dex you just rolled, I'm good with it.
No. That was just literally to see if you were able to, like,
it's
catch her
14
off guard. 14. 14 save. That is a 17.
Okay, so she'll take half damage.
Half damage, okay.
Nice.
Is it a cone?
It is a cone.
How close is she? Ish?
Give me a second.
Good question.
I would have stepped within range here. I'm just checking if it's 15 or 30 feet. It's 15 feet, so I would have just stepped up to 15 feet.
All right, sorry. So sorry.
So the half damage would be 4 fire damage.
4 fire damage, okay.
And ignites anything flammable in the area that aren't being worn or carried.
Okay.
I don't know if she's flammable. And if she's wearing herself or not.
Alright, so Ziggy tinkering along, shoots out this flame blast, singes her, just, you know, she's quick, she moves a little bit, but it does catch her and singe a little bit. After she's hit, she's like, I thought this would be could be a bit more amicable about your servitude, but I'll take it by force if I have to. And you just start hearing this crackling and snapping as the limbs, it's almost like the shoulders dislocate and extend, and the neck stretches out into these larger, longer woody tendrils with this hag head on it. Almost like it's almost like on an ostrich neck. It's
gross.
Awful. Also, you hear from behind you.
Oh, no.
As one tree on each side of the opening to this clearing animate, step forward, blocking your egress. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take long to see another set of screaming, pained faces coming out of the bark of these trees. And that's where we'll leave it till next time.
Is she dead?
No! I have a scroll of elemental weapon. I can't forget about that for next time.
Question, I'm sure you'll say this at the beginning next time. Does it seem like the fire was just or extra painful or anything to her?
I would love to know the answer. Question.
To her, that is a good question. To her, and it's regular fire damage.
Okay.
Finally.
All right.
She's immune, is what I heard.
All right. Well, y'all found Leiden.
I think she might be evil.
She sucks, man. Vibe. It's giving nasty old lady.
The head thing's so like Miyazaki. What is that in Spirited Away that it's reminding me
of? Oh, yeah, no face.
It's like no face, but after gorged no face with the head sticking. No.
I just thought it was a fun way to add flavor to a typical old hag.
Just keep a bigger neck target.
All right, well, we'll go ahead and wrap it up until next time we see how this plays out in a nice little wooded glen clearing in a fey realm with a corrupted cottage battle map. Thank you, everyone, for joining and listening, and we'll see how this turns out next time.
Uh-oh.
Bye.